Well, today on the Vital Balance call, we're very excited to have two new products that Nikan has unveiled this last weekend. And we're going to talk about the amazing, fun new products. The first one is the Kinkotherm Cocoon Comforter and Sleeping Bag with Nikan Tri-Phase Technology Comfort Zone. We always have talked about being on the Nikan sleep system as if you're in a cocoon. You'll have all those wonderful vital energies that we were designed to live in outside. And inside, we don't get any of the energies of the earth, the sun, or the forest. So Nikan, being that Japanese Health Research Institute, made it easy for us so we can just go to bed and we're in this vital energy cocoon. Well, now we actually have the Kinkotherm cocoon. I think it's just fascinating and funny how Nikan takes us literal sometimes and creates a product for us. So the comfort zone, far infrared warmth, negative ions that refresh and invigorate, full magnetic coverage, in a versatile personal environment you can take anywhere. This unique combination of technologies that keep you comfortable means that wherever you go, the Kinkotherm cocoon will be your happy place. For sleep, warmth, or relaxation, the Kinkotherm cocoon offers Nikan tri-phase technology and compact convenience. Open it up and you have a queen-size bed comforter, a travel blanket, or wrap for outdoor activities. Zip it closed for a snug sleeping bag. The Kinkotherm cocoon is a portable expression of the unparalleled Kinko sleep experience only from Nikan. Magnetic technology that surrounds you. 16 700 Gauss magnets in a spaced configuration designed to replicate the magnetic field in our natural environment. When used as a sleeping bag, completely envelop the sleeper. Far infrared gentle warming. Nikan far infrared technology absorbs natural energy from any source, body heat, sunlight, room temperature. This energy is reflected only in far infrared wavelengths. The result is cozy, mild warmth for all seasons. Self-regulating temperature control releases excess heat to prevent buildup, and that's the beauty of the far infrared. It regulates your temperature, so if you're hot and you wrap up with this, you're actually going to cool down. If you're cold, you wrap up in this, you're going to warm up. It just creates that perfect temperature. Invigorating negative ions. Nikan negative ion technology produces charged oxygen ions like those found in the air near waterfalls and in forests. These ions help you feel revived, recharged, and ready to go. Amazing versatility. Can be used as a travel comforter, sleeping bag, or wrap. Folds to a compact size, carry, handle, and drawstring bag. Durable, long-wearing microfiber shell and filler. And I even had this brainstorm yesterday. If you had two of them, you could actually zip them together and you would then have a queen-size sleeping bag to keep all the critters out. If you are one of those individuals that actually does go camping, which is not me, I do. My camping, it takes place indoors, usually at a large Nikan event where there might be four of us to a room. So, wow, look at that. You have your own little cocoon. That means nobody else will be taking your side of the bed. Can come in handy with kids too. Think of all those possibilities. Now we're going to get to the duct tape, the Kinkotherm duct tape, dynamic underlayer kinetic tape. That's where the duct comes from. The only kinetic tape with Nikan far infrared and negative ion technology. Kinkotherm duct tape comforts stress muscles and joints, promotes greater freedom of movement. The next time you exercise or relax, don't forget to duck. Kinkotherm duct tape provides support where needed, warming from natural energy and refreshing negative ions. This unique combination of features is incorporated in a flexible tape that may be worn when exercising or under clothing for all-day comfort. Targeted support where you need it. Kinkotherm duct tape is stretchable and elastic for a snug but non-binding fit. Cut the tape to any length desired. Adhesion is consistent from end to end. Only one side is adhesive. Far infrared gentle warming. Nikan far infrared technology absorbs natural energy from any source, body heat, sunlight, and room temperature. The energy is reflected only in far infrared wavelengths. The result is mild warmth that eases muscle and joint discomfort. Invigorating negative ions. Nikan negative ion technology produces charged oxygen ions like those found in the air near waterfalls and in forests. These ions help you feel revived, recharged, and ready to go. All-day comfort. Tape has a low profile and is completely flexible for wear during exercise or under clothing. Cool cotton fiber for breathability. Kinkotherm duct tape is water resistant and can be used with Kinko Power Chip and Power Mini. It is made of 100% cotton tape, which is hypoallergenic adhesive. And one roll, you can, right now they have one roll, and or they have a 7-pack, which means you've gotten one roll for free. And you can actually Google kinesiology tape just to see how other people have used it for applications and where to put it. On the quick reference sheet from the Nikan Library, they have it on the low back. They have it going down on two sides on the shoulder. They have it wrapping up an ankle on the back of the neck. I can't wait to use it on my wrist. I was listening to the, I think she's a PhD, actually, on the call yesterday. She said, you don't want to wrap it around a joint. Because you don't want it, you really do not want a tourniquet effect. So be cautious and aware of that when you are using it. But on that note, I have one of my experts, Kathy Pascal, and she is an advanced massage therapist because she has all these other amazing certifications and Reiki master and a master of many things. And she's always educating herself and advancing her herself. So I've asked her to be on the call to share more about the tape. And Kathy, I will unmute you. Kathy, can you hear me now? Did I unmute the wrong 518 area code? Kathy, are you there? Did we lose Kathy?
I don't know, but I know I've used the tape, Linda, and it's been pretty awesome. Not the Nikan tape. And really what you're in line to do is to follow the tendons and the ligaments and the muscle, and it's like a support for the muscle, and then it's almost like the cocoon for the muscle, because then you don't have the, I call them twangs of pain, but it supports it, you know, to continue to, or if you're injured, continue to work out to the degree that you have, but you could work out with isometrics, maybe not weights. And then I liked, I did have a rounding, tape on the ends. So,
what do you mean a rounding tape? Like,
that they recommend that you take the corners off and round
it. You cut off the tips. So yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Round the edges. Sorry. Thanks. Linda deciphers what I say. rounding the tip so that it doesn't, I guess it could eventually poke you because you're putting it at angles with the body. And I can think about my elbows because it's something that I've been doing when I travel is I kind of injure that forearm. And I think that would just be a great spot to put on maybe when I travel so I don't injure that spot. You know, pulling the suitcases and stuff. So, anyway,
that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yes. And many triathletes, and I know Liz, my trainer, uses them, and highly effective. And when you had your ankle issue or your foot issue, Linda, it would have been a great thing to have. And I can't even fathom it with far infrared.
I know. How exciting is that? And some of the body parts, like the middle of the back, like under the bra strap area where it's really hard to get magnets on. And because this is an adhesive, you could actually tape a power chip under it.
Well, and when you had your lung, rib
out.
When
I broke my rib. Yeah, that
you
was
could
way up
tape
high.
All the way around. Well, maybe not all
well,
the way around,
no,
but on the one side.
But yeah.
Not
yeah.
all the way around, just on one side.
And then we can still put the Farmford wrap over it also.
Yes, yes. And I like that it, you know, it talks about the infusion of oxygen and, you know, it's enhancing healing. I mean, you know, you talk about it. I love it when you share about, you know, we're either rusting or rotting or we're, you know, thriving.
Growing or we're dying. Right.
That's right. So if you have an injured area, it's a weaker spot. And so to infuse it with the oxygen is just going to be awesome. So I thought I would just share so we could figure out what Kathy was. But anyway.
Yeah, I see Kathy's on. I've unmuted her. Maybe you have to unmute your phone.
Star 6, yes, Kathy.
Or maybe she fell back to sleep. Well, if there's anybody else on that would like to talk about the tape, I've had some experience at star 6 to unmute yourself. Star 6 to unmute yourself. Kathy says, I'm here. Very interesting. There we go. Try it. Okay, now Kathy. Say something, Kathy. Nope. Very interesting. Okay, I'm going to unmute everyone. So let's see. That'll work. There we go.
There we are. Hi, Linda.
There. That's very interesting. Okay.
I called back in and it said we were still in Q&A mode.
Well, please share with us some of the information that you've gathered on the tape, on the, well, you know, the other tape.
Okay,
if you
well.
If you're on a speakerphone, please take yourself off speaker or mute yourself, which is star 6.
Well, thank you, Linda. Yes, I received the training for kinesio taping when I was in massage school, and it was very exciting to use. Our instructor basically had us tape up our bodies in various ways, and what it does is the tape is very, very light, and it goes over the skin, and it actually lifts the skin off from the body, off from the lymphatic, above the lymphatic system, above the muscles. So it allows for an ease of motion that is you're unable to receive just, you know, by regular taping or anything. So this is really exciting that Nikan has put this in their in their products now, and it's a great offering. Chiropractors are using it, physical therapists, massage therapists, so and just, you know, individuals. It's very easy to use. And
so you said it actually lifts the muscle when you tape it, so you're like taping them. Can you explain that a little bit more, please?
It's lifting the skin up so that the lymphatic system and the muscles have free movement underneath, so they're not restricted. So it gives you a lot more flexibility, a lot more range of motion. It alleviates pain. It reduces inflammation. It helps the muscles to relax without any, you know, any other activities.
So it's kind of giving it support by freeing it up.
Absolutely. Now the exciting thing about this kinetic tape that we have is because we have the technologies from the far infrared and the magnetic, that puts in healing properties into the cells. So that far exceeds the basic kinesiotaping that is on the market right now.
It really does, and you know, it doesn't appear to be that much more expensive.
Exactly.
Than the other tape that's on the market, and somebody actually said that the other tape is not that comfortable.
It really depends on how it's applied. You give it a gentle, light stretch, and then so there's some pressure to it, and then when it lifts the skin, sometimes it's feels restricting.
Okay.
But
so, like Kathy, an example, I tripped and fell a couple, 2 months ago, and I pulled all the muscles in my right leg from, the heel all the way up to practically to my hip. And it was feeling better, and actually I was at Zumba last night, and I did, I think, one kick the wrong way, and I felt it. If I were to actually tape that area, are you just actually taping along, up and down along the leg? Because it's behind my knee.
You're taping up and down along the muscle. Yeah. You're actually taping muscle or tendon. Mm-hmm. And you give it a gentle stretch, and then it supports that area. And
Very cool.
The nice thing is, you can see the way the tape is. If you have a muscle that splits in two directions, which we have many of, you can cut the tape and stretch it down in one direction for the muscle and then stretch it the other way for the other muscle.
Wow, that's cool. That's a great idea. So I know Barbara and I both hurt our wrists, like by our thumb,
mm-hmm.
like right at the wrist and the thumb. So we would just... you might even split the tape there a little bit, coming up over the thumb and up the arm, the forearm. Is that how you would probably?
Exactly.
I would have probably done it the other direction, but yeah, go ahead.
Or you might cut off a thin band and then run it up to the thumb along there so that it fits. So you have the wide area of the tape. You could just cut it. So maybe it's an inch wide. And then put it up that area.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you, Kathy.
So then you could go on either side of the thumb and then kind of come around?
Yes.
Like split it? Oh, that sounds awesome.
Uh-huh. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's
that's why I ordered mine second day air. I want them tomorrow.
Exactly. It's so flexible, and it's easy to wear when you're exercising. There's no restrictions. It gives you ease and motion. And I love that the cotton fiber, you're going to have the breathability. You're not going to have any, it's not going to be heavy. And what's nice about this is it's water resistant, which the other kinesio tape isn't really water resistant. So when you go in the shower, you're not being able to wear it as long. It doesn't last as long.
Oh. That's a good point, because I heard them say you could actually keep it on for 5 days.
Yes, which is an extension of the basic kinesio taping. It was looking pretty ragged after a couple of days of wearing it.
Oh.
So I think this is really exciting, for athletes, for, anybody who needs the support, the professionals, they're going to love this. As soon as they see it, I would get it into your chiropractor, your physical therapist. Anybody who's already using the kinesio tape is going to know the process. And then when they compare this, they're going to just see the results. I can't wait to show my massage teacher.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to take it up to the school.
No, we have Steve that was at Steve. I know you actually caught a roll of the tape, so can you unmute yourself? I think everybody is unmuted right now. What's your area code, Steve? Just do star 6. Oh, there you are. Okay, great.
Yeah, the slide that Jeff had, it showed that you could split it, you know, you cut it like Kathy said, and you could cut it in like a Y, so that you could split it, you know, if you've got a 2-inch piece or 3-inch piece, whatever, you can cut it partially down as far as you would need to go so that you could follow the different muscles like Kathy was saying, or you could cut it in an X, or you could cut it several, you know, for an area that you wanted to reach out, just like a hand or something like that. And, you know, of course it's not wide enough to do your whole hand, but you know, if you had an area that you wanted to reach out and make it look like, you know, a feathering it out so that it looked like a hand, you know, 4 or 5 different cuts down it, and you could go up. So that's what I sort of remember. We had a lot of people that just had instant results with it. This one lady that I had there with me, she was able to put it on her Achilles tendon area where she had just barely gotten out of a boot after several weeks of recovery from a partial tear there, and the discomfort was just gone very quickly.
Yes, going the Achilles tendon and up the soleus, that would be great support for that area. I would even try it on people who have like plantar fasciitis and see how that works.
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Because so many people are suffering from those types of debilitating injuries or conditions.
Issues.
Issues in their tissues.
Would you just put it from the bottom of the foot and then wrap around, obviously, up the ankle, right? You would just start at the bottom of the foot, the center of the foot, the arch?
Yep, and then just come up over the heel and through the Achilles.
I would just come straight on up. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then split it and go either side of the soleus on the gastrocnemius.
You mean the ankle?
Yeah.
That too.
Exactly.
That too, yes.
Well, great. Anybody else have any experiences that you'd like to share with the tape? We got a few minutes left here. Or questions?
I've been looking on the brochures and on the QRS, and I can't find the tape anywhere. Do we have any print literature on it?
Well, yes. You just DUK, quick reference sheets, DUK, and that's there. And Steve, do you have something else?
Well, I was just going to say, when you go to the My NECAN site, the first thing that pops up is the duct tape banner at the top. Just click on that, and then at the bottom of that, there's a link to the duct tape QRS.
Just found it. Thank you.
Perfect. Also in the shopping cart now, under every product, they have the quick reference sheets there that you can click on to open. They've made it easier.
It is on auto ship as well.
Yes. It's a consumable.
Linda?
Yes.
I typed in kinesiology, and I typed in kinesiology tape, and there are pages and pages of pictures showing how this is not NECAN tape, duct tape, but this is kinesiology tape from other companies. And it shows how bruising, a bruise, you put the tape over it, and it shows the marks where the tape has you know, made the bruise not as prevalent. But it's very interesting, and there's also a picture in here where they've got the tape on a horse. And then they also have a picture of an Olympian that has used the tape for years. And so, yes, the tape's been around for years, And I'm very excited because you look at all these pictures and you think, wow, it's just a whole realm of ways that you can use this tape. So,
thank you, Candy. I was just looking on Amazon, and, you know, the tape is anywhere 12, 13, 15, 20 bucks, and that's no technology. Ours has far infrared and negative ion built into it, so that's just something to tape you up, whereas ours actually is going to help with that discomfort.
I also looked up under what is kinesio taping, and it kind of shows, again, lifting up the skin, easing the discomfort, and it shows pictures of how it works. And so I think we'd have to be a little bit cautious of using the medical terms, but it at least gives you an idea of what the tape is going to be able to do, especially with our technology. So, yeah, this is going to be huge.
I have a question.
They
said the price point was pretty equivalent to what's out there, and someone just mentioned the pricing. How many feet in it? Like ours is 96 inches, it's 8 feet. So I'd be curious to see. I was wondering what their price point was.
Well, here is, I don't know, just going and look.
I have a question. Could this help someone with a drop foot due to shingles?
It'd be something to try it on.
I think somebody mentioned on that call the other day about drop foot with neuropathy and taping it. Didn't I hear that somewhere? To just go ahead and tape.
Yeah, I think it was a stroke patient they were talking about.
The stroke patient, yes, yes.
You could, you know, yeah, a lot of it is just trying it and seeing if it'll work, right? I mean, what I love, too, is that we can use it with the power chip and the mini because sometimes they don't always hold, you know, right, with that.
But shingles is a virus, and you think of ulcerations or anything that's going to affect the nerve and the tendons and such, bringing far infrared. So we got to remember we have a technology in the tape. So it's going to help. It can only, I would think it would benefit, you know, that. I'm also thinking of people with MS and such and, you know, even fibromyalgia as it travels, but, you know, if they have that little bit of inner support in there, how amazing is that?
You know, that's a good point, Barbara, and I think that, you know, think about how many people have gut issues, and you could put it right over your abdomen without, you know, and get the healing in that area.
So if they have, like, Crohn's or colitis or inflammation, actually cleaning it up could...
Right. Or the kidneys are another area that needs to be supported and a lot of healing going on. So you could actually, because the kidney area is very sensitive, but this tape is so light, you could tape over the kidney area and actually... you know, send healing energy into the kidneys or the liver.
Just kind of pulling, you know, doing it up and down over the kidney area?
Yeah, exactly. Just a band across the back, both kidneys, or one on one side and one on the other.
Okay, so if you're doing just a straight band across the back, would that still be giving the support, or would you need to do up and down?
It depends what's going on. If they have muscular issues, you're going to want to tape, you know, on the muscle belly. Or if it's just that they have weak kidneys that needs some healing going on, you could just tape over that area.
Oh, okay. That's a great idea. So it's not always about the muscle. Sometimes it's just about the organ and just put some energy into that area.
And that's because we have this technology. With the regular kinesio taping, it wouldn't be used for that purpose. But because we have these technologies in the tape, it expands the ability that we have to use it for healing for the body.
And then just put a power chip under it, or
even enhance it, right?
I haven't thought about, you know, wrapping the Power Mini, because sometimes I get the little dots from the Power Minis that get irritated. So just wrapping the Power Mini and, you know, making sure you remember which side is up and which side is down. Mark it. And then you can tape them using the duct tape.
Yeah, I was thinking about with the Mini, you could take the Mini and actually put some of the duct tape underneath it. And then tape over, because you're going
to
have what I do sometimes with my back. And, you know, my Kinko back flex is I take and I put the knee wrap on it, because I'm too vain to have the whole back belt all the time. And if I have serious, like I just got back from a trip right now, and so the planes and the different things, you know, I'm not 100%, but I could take that and just put it underneath and then put my back, you know, flex on top. And it would just amplify the far infrared.
Bonus benefits.
Bonus benefits, yes.
just a reminder.
Can we hear from Steve about the cocoon as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we had a remember something first, and then we'll go to Steve on the cocoon.
Oh, I just want to say we don't want to use it on open areas on the skin, though, you know, directly.
If somebody's bleeding, you mean?
Pardon?
Well, like shingles, you wouldn't want to use it on the open.
Right. Or correct. Or a laceration or anything. The therapist said that yesterday as well.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about shingles. As long as they're not open. Think about it. If you get it at the early stages, because I've used the Kinko Wave, and if you use that, you catch it early. You don't even sometimes have the blistering. So
as long as
it's not open.
Right.
But the other quick thing was, if you use the power chip, we were talking about this last night, it'd be better to put the power chip over the injury. I mean, the tape over the injury, put the power chip on top, and then either use some surgical tape or something to put to keep it on, but you'll get both technologies, just like Barbara was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
You'll get what?
You get all the benefits.
Okay.
Hey, can you wear this 24/7?
They said you can leave it on 5 days.
So 5 days is kind of the limit?
No.
No, as long as it lasts on the skin and as long as you need the support.
So you could keep wearing it week after week.
It probably would lose its adhesive properties from showers and the wear on the body. So you would basically wear it until the adhesive properties wore off.
Let's hear her say, the cocoon. We want to talk about the cocoon. It's already 9:07, so if you're on a speakerphone, please mute, because I don't know who you are. So, Steve, can you tell us more about the cocoon? Does it feel like any other comforter we've ever had before? Or Dee?
Yeah, I don't. Well, she's waiting. They didn't have a sample of it there.
Oh, they did not have a sample there. Okay.
No, they did not. So it was just the information, basically, that's on the site. But I mean, when they said it's washable, you know, we all just applauded, because that's such a nice feature on something that's going to get, you know, some heavy duty use. So.
It looks really soft from the quick reference sheet, you know, kind of like those very popular blankets that people are using these days. It looks like on the inside, it looks like a super soft and kind of furry, fuzzy, comforting cocoon. How's that?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I can't wait to get it. You know, it's like, wow, like for outdoor events or, you know, You could even take
like
it to the
original original travel pad we had was kind of furry.
Yeah, the second one.
And soft. Right. Mhm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking it's that.
Can't wait to get it. So it should be arriving tomorrow. Well,
yeah,
thank you, Kath. Okay, go ahead, Gary.
A comment, this is Gary, regarding the cocoon. I think the way we talk about it, it's one thing if we're in front of somebody who's an outdoor camper and has got their tent and all that, and then referring to it as a sleeping bag. But if I was face-to-face with a person who had, say, fibromyalgia, I wouldn't talk about it as a sleeping bag. I would talk about the properties, and I would talk about it as a cocoon, and how you can zip yourself in it and be totally surrounded, and talk about it in those terms and not use the phrase sleeping bag.
That's a great that's a great point, Gary. And you know, think about people that are going through chemotherapy and how comforting they could actually put that in their lounge chair.
Yeah.
Not zipped, but unzipped and just folded over just to keep themselves comfortable, or dialysis or whatever treatment people might be having where they have to be in the same place for, you know, an hour or two. That could be very comforting.
What do y'all think about the breathability of it? Because it is a sleeping bag. You think it would still be able to wick the air or the heat out?
And keep the bugs away.
Yeah. Keep the bugs.
Keep the no-see-ums away.
Okay.
It's like it's all Nikan products, you know. They think about all that stuff, so I wouldn't even think about that.
Sorry, I got lost, guys. I don't know what happened. All my phone, all of a sudden, my phone just went bonkers.
I would just add that if you had somebody with fibromyalgia, they wouldn't call it a sleeping bag, but I would encourage them to wrap in it, not just over or under.
That's what I love about it. You know, you can just fold it over you, and so you are cocooned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Florida, you might even want to go grocery shopping in it because they keep it so cold in there. Take it to the movies. Exciting stuff. Well, it's 9:11. It's time for me to fly. If you guys want to keep chatting, you go right ahead. And enjoy everything. We'll talk on Friday morning. Bye.
Thank you very much, Linda.
Got a question. Who is the expert for working with tablets and Androids and video?
That'd be Barbara. That's Barbara Bertuzzi.
Okay. I will contact Barbara.
No, not really. I'm kidding.
No.
Did I stop recording? I didn't.